guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
Okay, so I think a little background information is necessary here. Blake, of course, one of the stalwart judges on The Voice.
Excellent.
He's been there every season. Mm-hmm. He and Adam Levine are what make that show
great. They're the anchors. They're what holds that show together.
Luke Bryan has, as of Friday, officially been signed as one of the judges for the reboot of American Idol that's coming on ABC. So Entertainment Tonight goes to Blake Shelton and says, hey, what do you think about your boy, Luke Bryan?
Fellow country artist.
I think people are going to realize just how dumb he really is when they see him on national television. You know, in an environment where there's no script. But you're also going to see what a great, great dude the guy is. So he calls him stupid.
Yeah.
And then says he's great.
He's a great guy.
I love Luke like a brother. I really do. But God, he's dumb. I'm sure the executives at ABC are pissed at me right now for what they probably had to pay him to get him on that show. But good for you, Luke. Stick it to him. I mean, Luke's not cheap. He looks it, but he's not.
A lot of backhanded compliments there.
In review, according to Blake Shelton and what I've noticed about Luke Bryan, if you have a goofy smile, if you have tight pants, and if you have a lack of intelligence, that is the formula for fortune and glory. Only thing I'm missing, I got to get some tight pants.
Yeah, I was wondering how we're not falling into that. It's because you're wearing shorts all the time.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Carrie Underwood, and yet another thing that she and Debbie do not have in common, tells Shape magazine that she's obsessed.
Well, first of all, Shape would not be asking me any questions.
Obsessed with her Fitbit. I've been rocking a Fitbit for like 3.5 years. It feels wrong if I don't have it on. How many times have you made that statement in your life?
I thought that was one of those things that gets you into concerts for the beer tent or something. That's not one of those all-access bands.
No. My step count is 10,000 now. My son likes to go play soccer and kick the ball around, so I get tons of steps chasing after him.
Of course you do.
So Carrie Underwood's latest obsession is Fitbit. I have an obsession, and in fact, it is tonight. Tonight is my big obsession right
What's
now.
What's yours?
I'm obsessed with two new television shows.
Oh, there's a couple of good ones.
The Young Sheldon Show, hate The Big Bang Theory.
I love it.
Young Sheldon's brilliant, though.
Yeah.
And the creepy Good Doctor Show.
That's really
good. With Norman Bates playing a doctor.
Yeah, that, Freddie Highmore's a great actor.
Really, and tonight I'm like so pumped, DVR working overtime. I'm obsessed with those two shows.
Yeah.
What are you obsessed with? Or do I need to tell you what you are obsessed with?
I would think it's food related in some capacity.
You're obsessed with Bobby Flay.
Hey, now.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't hear, and Bobby Flay says, and Bobby Flay did this.
I made another Bobby Flay recipe this morning.
I'm about to fillet Bobby Flay. I've had enough of Bobby Flay.
He's a hottie.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. So for Carrie Underwood, it's her Fitbit. For Debbie, it's Bobby Flay. For me, tremendous TV shows right now. What are you obsessed with?
My obsession is with Alaskan State Troopers on the Justice Channel and the Medical Examiner. Especially the Medical Examiner. I would love to go to an autopsy one time, but I know they won't let me.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe you'll get a special permission to do that sometime. Take a field trip.
I wouldn't think that people are lining up to do that, would you? Seriously.
No. I'll pass.
What am I obsessed with right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Reporters.
Reporters?
And why they never ask the questions like, what the f*** are you thinking? Some of these people that they interview.
Okay, obsession.
What are you obsessed with right now?
Dance. Watching it, doing it, whatever.
So there's a whole bunch of new dance shows. I'm sure you're watching all of those.
Every one of them, and if I can't watch them, they're getting DVR'd. And now, God forbid you delete it before I watch it.
And by God forbid you delete it, she's talking to that guy who lives in her home. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They got a trigger happy finger to delete everything.
You know, you thought as soon as video cassettes went away, we couldn't like record over something. Now we just delete it.
Yeah, it's the only thing you were willing to clean out.
Why don't you go through and clean out everything that's on here?
Do that with a closet.
Hi.
Hi, I was calling about the obsession.
Yeah, what you're obsessed with. What is it?
It's not really an obsession. It's just a weird thing. I really love the smell of gas. Like when you pump gas.
Yeah?
I absolutely love the smell of gas. not an obsession, but it's just a weird thing I like.
Yeah, you know, I used to kind of like that. It passed. I don't have that obsession anymore, but I used to kind of like that.
There's a fine line between liking the smell of gas and huffing fumes at the marathon, though.
Well, I don't huff the fumes.
Well, we're in favor of that. Don't
Good.
Do it.
No.
Currently, I'm obsessed with two TV shows that come on tonight. The Young Sheldon Show, brilliant. And The Good Doctor on ABC, which has Freddie Highmore, who played Norman Bates on Bates Motel.
It's a great show.
Really, really good. And Debbie has this freakish obsession right now with Bobby Flay. Hi.
Hey, I was calling about the obsession.
What are you obsessed with right now?
I am, let me just tell you, Debbie, you are a woman of my own heart because I am totally obsessed with Bobby Flay.
See, I'm telling you, they don't get it. Now, why are you obsessed with him?
Well, it's, I love his recipes. Yes. I love to watch him cook, and I find him pleasant to look at.
Yes, he is.
I have pictures of him next to my desk that were put on my wall for my birthday by my coworkers.
Debbie put a poster of him on the ceiling in our bedroom. I hadn't figured out why yet.
I'm digging that. I like it.
Yeah, the poster doesn't snore, so it's always welcome.
More music. More music. More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
According to a recent survey, women dislike being called what more than anything else?
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, so talking about the smartest person in the QC?
According to a recent survey, women dislike being called what more than anything else?
Ma'am.
You know, I have run into a lot that really get upset about that, and I was always raised that that's a polite thing
to
say.
But it makes you sound 112 years old, I guess. Like, don't call me that.
We're Charlie and Debbie working on the smartest person in the QC.
According to a recent survey, women dislike being called what more than anything else?
I'll say toots.
Well, that's not it, but I doubt that's very popular. Debbie, how do you respond to toots?
Oh, I don't know. Depends on who's calling me that.
My grandpa used to call them all the time.
Yes, I was calling for the smartest person in QC.
According to a recent survey, women dislike being called what more than anything else?
Sexy.
They don't like being called sexy?
No.
Well, if you're sexy, what would you prefer we call you?
Beautiful, pretty, gorgeous.
Not hot?
Yeah.
The name is nothing slang. It's actually very clinical sounding.
Yes, it's not a nickname.
Smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, can I try to answer the question?
According to a recent survey, women dislike being called what more than anything else?
Old lady. This is my old lady.
That's probably right up there with one of the don'ts.
That's the same guy who deletes don't. Things off the DVR that she wants saved. Again, this is a clinical term. Mm-hmm. In fact, the word rhymes with clinical. They end the same.
Okay.
That's how they do rhymes nowadays. If you end the same in the word, it's a rhyme.
I was going to say it doesn't rhyme at all, but...
You don't know the new English.
Okay.
Smartest person in the QC.
According to a recent survey, women dislike being called what more than anything else?
Is it psychotic?
No, but that is my favorite answer to date. And I can promise you that no woman wants to be called psychotic.
That'll just make it worse.
The answer, hormonal.
Oh, yeah.
And I can promise you no woman likes to be called hormonal.
Go there.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Kids, if you've ever felt that flight attendants treat you like a chump, because you're seated in economy, you're not alone. While flyers in first and business class sections pay for extras such as better food, drinks, roomier seats, a survey of more than 1,200 Americans found that most travelers feel that the flight crew also shows first class passengers more courtesy and respect.
No kidding.
I thought that's what you were paying for.
That's another one of the luxuries we pay for.
Yeah, you're paying for them to be nice to you.
You have to pay people to be nice for you.
The survey found that 67% of Americans feel first-class passengers are treated better than other flyers on the same plane. On a related note, water was found to be wet, the sky blue, and Luke Bryan is still wearing tight pants.
Oh, right.
This is nothing.
This is not a discovery. You didn't need a survey for that.
I'm more upset that 23% of Americans didn't realize this.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And CBS claims an Aurora, Colorado construction worker is crediting a porta potty with saving his life. The man was working on a hotel when he fell 8 stories. That's a long way. That's at least 80 feet.
That is.
And landed on the porta potty. It broke his fall. The man was rushed to a hospital where he was treated and is expected to make a full recovery.
Fantastic.
This is a man who's guaranteed never to be interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. Ever. I want you to imagine a situation in which Oprah would sit down with someone and say, "Sir, tell me what saved your life." And she would be expecting something like, "Well, my guardian angel appeared to put this force field around me, and I landed softly." Never would Oprah have, "Well, I fell, and there was this crapper right underneath me."
Okay, we'll cut to commercial.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.